Philadelphia immigrant groups rallied together last week outside the Criminal Justice Center, accusing federal officials of preying on people who were passing through Philadelphia's court system. However, some immigrant leaders are turning to a different sort of organizing to shed light on the issue. Zane Irwin has this story for WHYY.
My name is Alhaji, and this is your weekly African Connection program.
In a colorful studio at WURD, Alhaji Njai runs the weekly radio show he's hosted for two decades. The Senegalese radio personality says his show typically doesn't mix with politics, but when ICE agents were accused of preying on undocumented immigrants who were arrested in Philadelphia for holding in deportation, Njai urged listeners to join the protests against the federal agency.
And as a certified welcoming city, there is no excuse for Philadelphia's cruel collaboration with ICE.
Eric Eddy, another leader in the region's growing African diaspora, says Philly can do more to live up to its sanctuary city reputation.
And they continue to set clear boundaries between when landlord should or should not ask, you know, for people, you know, for immigration papers.
According to census data, there are over 75,000 African-born residents in the metro area. Zane Irwin, WHYY News.